problems you have with officer in the past?
You know, it go back way back to my senior high school. You know, I went to sleep and woke up one morning and I couldn't walk. You know, I couldn't even put my own jeans on. It was real scary, real mysterious. You know, it hampered me. You know, my first 2 years of college, you know, nobody knew what was wrong with me. We got a coaching change. Coach Meyer and his staff came in and, you know, he gave me endless resources to find out what was going on with me. We got it diagnosed. We treated it with a medicine called oxycillin through a PICC line for 7 weeks, and it knocked everything out of me. You know, I had my examinations yesterday, and, you know, they said my pelvis area is fine. You know, I got good hips, you know, you know, I'm just fortunate to overcome such a mysterious illness.
Did you ever tell what it was?
Yeah, it's something called osteopubis. It was a staph infection on my pelvis bone. The doctors that diagnosed me thought that, you know, I received a cortisone shot in high school, you know, so I could try and come back and finish my season out, and they think staph got pushed through when I got my injection. So. Yes, sir.
Is that career threatened?
Oh, yeah. You know, I couldn't even participate in Florida. You know, it was real sad, you know, coming in a college, you know, such a high caliber player, and, you know, just sitting on the sidelines, you know, people, you know, asking me, hey, were you really a parade All-American and this and that? And, you know, all along, you know, I knew I could play ball, and, you know, my confidence was never shook. It was just a matter of getting healthy, man. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to, you know, just get the proper help that I needed and just rejuvenate my career.
How many games did you miss that last year in high school?
9 games.
How many games did you play?
7.
And you're still frail, right?
Yeah.
Where did you go to high school?
Denton Ryan. I'm not really sure yet. You know, I met with some teams. I had a lot of interviews last night, and, you know, there was really no weight questions or anything like that. It was just mostly football talk and, you know, character talk. So, you know, I'm sure once closer to draft day, or, you know, once I'm picked by a team, you know, they'll set my expectations for me. You know, I plan on hitting them.
Which teams have you talked to so far?
I met with quite a few teams. I had 15 interviews last night. I met with the Jets, the Steelers, the Jaguars, the Vikings, the 49ers, quite a few teams. I can't remember. I met with quite a few teams last night, though.
Are some of them looking at you both 4-3 and 3-4? Outside linebacker?
I've been asked a lot of questions, you know, would I have a problem playing stand-up linebacker, you know, on the outside, and, you know, I wouldn't. I told him, you know, I'm up for whatever, you know, whatever my need is called, and, you know, whatever is going to help the team out and win, you know, I'm ready for it. You know, I feel confident in my abilities that I can do that, you know, just as well as anybody, so I'm looking forward to it. I enjoy going out and competing against, you know, running backs and tight ends just as much as I enjoy, you know, playing against offensive linemen.
Do you have any real experience in coverage if you were asked to be an outside linebacker?
Oh, yeah. Here in Florida, my position was called the Fox, where I would drop into coverage, you know, during our fire zones. And, you know, that's a concept that I understand real well, and I think it only helped me out, you know, on the next level, already understanding fire zones and drops and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm kind of ahead of the game when it comes to that. Yeah, I did some where I was working out in Orlando. You know, we did some linebacker position specific drills. And, you know, like I said, it's something I enjoy, man. My body moves well, and, you know, I can run well, and I'm really athletic. So it's something, I really enjoy, and I'm looking forward to if that's my calling.
What was you were suspended for a game this year?
Yes, sir. I tested positive to marijuana on the 15th of October, I believe. It was a real humbling experience to me. You know, it came after the game of my life, after the South Carolina game, and I feel like it was God's way of just bringing me back down to earth, you know. Something I definitely learned from. You know, my coaches stuck by me, and, you know, we stuck together as a family, and I regained that trust, and we went on to do some pretty special things the rest of the year.
With all that you had to lose, how did that happen?
Excuse me?
With all that you had to lose, how did that happen?
It was a mistake, just like any other person make mistakes, you know. I got caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, and like I said, it was a really humbling experience for me, and, you know, really allowed me to put things back in perspective, you know, the things that were important to me.
And why'd you come out of the room?
It was a decision that had to be made. You know, I had a terrific season at Florida. We accomplished a lot as a team, you know, winning the SEC and going on and dominating the national championship game. So, you know, I consulted it with my coaches and, you know, my family and people who are close to me, and we made a decision. You know, they supported me, and, you know, I was all for it. So I made the decision. You know, I'm here now, you know, just ready to work.
Were you and Marcus, you guys stay pretty tight throughout the year? I mean, you both went through a lot of the same situations.
We really didn't go through a lot of the same situations. You know, me and Marcus' situations were totally different. Right. You know, I had one incident, and, you know, Marcus went through, you know, several things. We were pretty tight. We came in together, you know, at Florida. We were roommates coming in, and, you know, it was unfortunate that he got kicked off the team. You know, he was our best player, you know, hands down. But, you know, hopefully, you know, he has his issues cleared up, and, you know, he can convince the teams, you know, that, you know, that's in his past. And I just hope the best for him.
How much did the title game in particular
convince you? Quite a bit. You know, I talked about it with my coach, you know, a few nights before the national championship game, and he told me, he was asking me, you know, how bad do I want it? You know, do I want to be a first round or be a high draft pick? And, you know, that's all he left me with that. You know, I worked real hard, you know, preparing for the national championship game, and I went out and played hard. We performed well as a team, and, you know, it was one of my best games, you know, up against a team that everybody, you know, thought was really well, you know, had some great players. And, yeah, it affected my decision, you know. Not quite so much, but, you know, I had a lot of games like the Ohio State game. So.
Jarvis, why football, not basketball? You're almost 6'7". A lot of athletes like yourself can choose the other route.
You know, that's my calling. You know, the Lord made me like this for a reason. And, you know, he put me on the football field for a reason. And, you know, this is what I love to do. I have a real passion for football. It's, you know, it's what I enjoy. You know, when it's all said and done, you know, it's not about the money or the fame to me. You know, I want to go down as one of the greats, you know, to ever play the game. And, you know, that's what I work for, you know, to be a great football player and win championships.
Are you guys surprised that you dominated
Ohio State? Maybe some of you guys might be surprised, but not Florida, you know. You know, we were baffled by the idea that nobody was giving us a chance. It was crazy, you know, all the media and everybody saying Florida State's this and that, and it was crazy to us. You know, we played a lot better teams than Ohio State, to be quite honest with you. And, you know, I say there's four or five teams, you know, in the Southeastern Conference that would have, you know, played the same type of game that we did against them. So it was no shock to us at all. You know, we've been a family all year, and we've been through some adversity, you know, on and off the field, you know, as a team. And, you know, Ohio State was just another step, you know, and putting our mark down in history. No, you really can't simulate, you know, the type of players that we have in Florida. You know, the Big Ten is a lot different than the SEC. I'm sure he's never seen players like us, and, you know, I'm sure he will here on the next level.
Specifically the blindside hit with John Foles.
Yeah, that was just a great play. You know, I hustled hard. You know, I went through a couple of blockers, and, you know, I was fortunate enough to stay on my feet while he was rolling around and tried to throw the ball, and, you know, I was right there, you know, like, you know, I'm here. And
Jarvis, some scouts would talk about how many odds you had to overcome to get to this point, even in childhood and that sort of thing. Could you talk about how difficult it was to overcome some of the obstacles in your childhood to get to this point?
You know, it's real difficult, you know. I went through a lot of adversity. You know, I've seen a lot growing up and, you know, been through a lot with my family. But, you know, my story is no sadder than anybody else's. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of guys with, you know, rough backgrounds and tough stories to tell, but, you know, that's what make you who you are, you know, just overcoming, you know, lots of adversity growing up. So, you know, hopefully these teams will see, you know, in the fourth quarter, you know, when there's adversity, you know, I'm going to be there, and, you know, I'm going to play hard, you know, to the end, to the finish, and just leave it all on the field, and just when it's all said and done, know that I gave it all.
Raised you?
I was raised by quite a few people, you know, in my family. You know, I live with lots of people growing up. I give most of the credit to my grandpa, you know, the reason, you know, why I'm standing here today, even though he's not here with us. You know, I give him all the credit. He instilled some great values in me and put those in me to allow me to make the right decisions growing up, you know, through, you know, my tough background.
Did you live with him?
Oh, yeah, I live with my grandfather.
And your grandmother as well?
My grandparents were split up, but, you know, I live with my grandma and I live with my grandpa and some of my aunts and some of my cousins, so I live with quite a few people coming up.
You ever met Javon Curse, and do you think the comparisons are legit?
Never met Javon Curse. Legitimate comparisons, you know, I would say so. A lot of scouts tell me, you know, he was, you know, a lot similar to me in body type and, you know, abilities, you know, as far as speed and athleticism, so I guess you compare us, you know, and some similarities there. Pat Dye, Jr.
Travis, what was the differences between Urban Meyer's Florida program and Ron Zook's Florida program?
It was a lot different, you know. There was a lot of stuff going on in Florida that shouldn't have been going on when Coach Zook was there. And, you know, Coach Meyer came in and he wasn't having it, you know. We really needed some discipline around Florida, you know. Some guys were wild, you know, including myself. You know, there were just things going on that shouldn't have been. And we were blessed to get Coach Meyer. You know, I like a hard-nosed coach that, you know, don't take any BS, and that's what he is, you know. He's going to get the best out of you. And, as you can see this year, we had a really special year in Coach Meyer's second year.
Were you scheduled off playing for a coach who's known universally as an offensive guy and not necessarily a defensive guy?
Not at all. When he came in, you know, they told us that Coach Strong would still be around, and I love Coach Charlie Strong. You know, he's a great defensive coordinator. He also brought in my position coach, Greg Madison, who's hands down the best coach that I ever had. So, you know, I enjoyed it. I learned a lot. I grew a whole bunch as a player, and, you know, I give them credit, you know, for the reason a lot of us Florida guys, you know, are here in this combine.
Jarvis, last one, guys, developed a relationship with Coach Meyer over the last couple of years, visited campus. Have you talked to him at all or seen the influence of that friendship at all on the team?
I've heard a lot about it. I know Coach Belichick, you know, respects what Coach Meyer does and the vice versa with Coach Meyer. I really don't know much about their relationship or anything, but I know they are close friends and, you know, they run similar programs, you know, just, you know, they preach living your life right and, you know, just being great football players. And, you know, that's something that really drives a player to become great.
Have you talked to them?
Oh, no.
Thank you, George.
All right.